高三英语高考练习九。1. Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Susan, have you met Bill White? I think he goes to your school.
Oh, that Bill. I know his sisters and I've heard a lot about him. We've never actually been introduced, though.
Question. Does Susan know Bill White?
2. When will the next train to Beijing arrive?
It was supposed to be here at 9:45, but the loudspeaker said it was delayed by an accident for half an hour.
Question. When will the train arrive? 3. Why does Timon have to spend so much time in the library?
To finish his papers before exam begins.
Question. What does the man say about Timon? 4. I can't believe there were so many people at Kate's party.
It's really no surprise. She was extremely popular even when she was a child.
Question. What does the man say about Kate?5. We do need another bookshelf in this room, but the problem is the space for it.
How about moving the old table to the kitchen?
Question. What does the man suggest doing? 6. Are you going fishing with us today?
I promised Brown I'd go boating with him, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Question. What does the man mean?
7. Please hold the line, Mrs. Smith. The doctor will talk to you in a minute.
I'm afraid I may have to hang up. I don't have any more coins and the line will be cut soon.
Question. Where is Mrs. Smith most probably?
8. Oh, I should have brought my umbrella.
Come over. Mine is big enough for 2.
Question. What did the man mean? 9. Jane is really disappointed. She was expecting Bob to fish our fresh fish for tonight's dinner.
Too bad, but the waves were so high that Bob didn't even try to go out on the lake.
Question. What had Bob intended to do? 10. What does your watch say?
It's 8 o'clock sharp.
Mine is a quarter of an hour slow.
Question. What does the woman's watch say?
Section B, Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you'll be asked questions on each of them. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one will be the best answer to the question you have heard.Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
In Sydney, there is a special long-distance running race called the City of Surf. The race takes place on the second Sunday in August every year. More than 23,000 people run in the race. The race is 14 kilometers long. It starts in the center of the city and finishes at a surf beach called Bondi. That is why it's called the City to Surf. All kinds of people run in the city to surf. Some people take their small children in strollers. Other people take their dog on the leash. Blind people and people in the wheelchair also take part in the race too. In 1981, the oldest runner was an 81-year-old man and his sister Linda, 76, was the last runner to finish. At the end of the race, an official writes down the runners' names and running times. The newspaper prints the names and running times of the competitors a few days later. In 2003, the first runner took just 40 minutes to run the race. The last runner took 2.5 hours. The first man and the first woman to cross the finishing line each received a trophy and a free trip to San Francisco in the USA. There, they ran in another long-distance race.
Now listen again, please.
In Sydney, there is a special long-distance running race called the City of Surf. The race takes place on the second Sunday in August every year. More than 23,000 people run in the race. The race is 14 kilometers long. It starts in the center of the city and finishes at a surf beach called Bondi. That is why it's called the City to Surf. All kinds of people run in the city to surf. Some people take their small children in strollers. Other people take their dog on the leash. Blind people and people in the wheelchair also take part in the race too. In 1981, the oldest runner was an 81-year-old man and his sister Linda, 76, was the last runner to finish. At the end of the race, an official writes down the runners' names and running times. The newspaper prints the names and running times of the competitors a few days later. In 2003, the first runner took just 40 minutes to run the race. The last runner took 2.5 hours. The first man and the first woman to cross the finishing line each received a trophy and a free trip to San Francisco in the USA. There, they ran in another long-distance race.
Questions 11. What is the city to surf?
When is the race held?
13. Who takes part in the race?
14 through 16 are based on the following story.
A French woman who had the world's first partial face transplant has spoken of amazement at seeing her new appearance, the Daily Mail newspaper said on Saturday. The 38-year-old woman experienced the operation to give her new nose, chin and mouth at a hospital in the northern French city of Amiens last month. "When I looked at my new face, I knew straight away that it was me," the paper quoted the woman, who was damaged after a dog injured her badly. "It was simply amazing to see a nose and mouth on my face." The woman, who is recovering in a hospital in Lyon, told the paper that a dog attack had left her so damaged that she had been forced to wear a mask. "People in the street would move back from her in horror," she said, and even one of her own two daughters found her appearance unbearable. "Older people were the worst. They used to stop and stare at me all the time," she said. "My elder daughter, Lucy, just didn't want to see me. I had to wear a mask. If I didn't, she refused to see me." The paper said the woman now wanted to live a normal life, but was worried about what reaction there might be when she leaves the hospital.
Now listen again, please.
A French woman who had the world's first partial face transplant has spoken of amazement at seeing her new appearance, the Daily Mail newspaper said on Saturday. The 38-year-old woman experienced the operation to give her new nose, chin, and mouth at a hospital in the northern French city of Amiens last month. When I looked at my new face, I knew straight away that it was me. The paper quoted the woman, who was damaged after a dog injured her badly. It was simply amazing to see a nose and mouth on my face. The woman, who is recovering in a hospital in Lyon, told the paper that a dog attack had left her so damaged that she had been forced to wear a mask. People in the street would move back from her in horror, she said, and even one of her own two daughters found her appearance unbearable. Older people were the worst. They used to stop and stare at me all the time, she said. My elder daughter, Lucy, just didn't want to see me. I had to wear a mask. If I didn't, she refused to see me. The paper said the woman now wanted to live a normal life, but was worried about what reaction there might be when she leaves the hospital.
Questions. 14. What damaged the woman's face?
What was the reaction of old people to her damaged face?
16. How did the woman feel after the operation?
17-20 are based on the following conversation.
I am so excited that my small business is opening tomorrow.
What kind of small business is it, Kingsley?
A little restaurant.
Congratulations. Well, you know, I came to America just a few years ago. Do you mind me asking a few more questions?
Of course not. Ask right away.
What are the advantages of owning a small business?
Well, I can be my own boss, make my own financial decisions. It costs less to start up, and I will have a closer relationship with my customers.
Then what are the disadvantages?
There is a higher risk of failure if you do not prepare wisely, and bigger businesses can influence your success. That's why my restaurant stays away from them.
That's a wise decision. Where did you get the money to start up?
I have been saving my money for 5 years.
Is there any other way to get the startup money?
Yes, you can receive a grant from a private organization. And the Small Business Administration in the United States has programs to help new owners secure loans from the bank.
I think I would like to open an ice cream shop.
You should. Having a small business of your own is very rewarding.
Now listen again, please.
I am so excited that my small business is opening tomorrow.
What kind of small business is it, Kingsley?
A little restaurant.
Congratulations. Well, you know, I came to America just a few years ago. Do you mind me asking a few more questions?
Of course not. Ask right away.
What are the advantages of owning a small business?
Well, I can be my own boss, make my own financial decisions. It costs less to start up, and I will have a closer relationship with my customers.
Then what are the disadvantages?
There is a higher risk of failure if you do not prepare wisely, and bigger businesses can influence your success. That's why my restaurant stays away from them.
That's a wise decision. Where did you get the money to start up?
I have been saving my money for 5 years.
Is there any other way to get the startup money?
Yes, you can receive a grant from a private organization. And the Small Business Administration in the United States has programs to help new owners secure loans from the bank.
I think I would like to open an ice cream shop.
You should. Having a small business of your own is very rewarding.
Questions. 17. What kind of small business does Kingsley own?
18. Which advantage is not mentioned?
19. Where did the man get the startup money?
20. What can we learn about the man?